him for a lit rap. Ask this nigga for a lit rap.
She lit already.
Hey, you got a rap?
I do.
Can I have one? I want to roll a blunt.
For real?
Yeah.
Okay.
This nigga the cat in hat for real.
Motherfucking lit rap.
Y'all see that shit? This nigga is lit. Shout out to Lit Rap. If y'all don't know that this nigga doing this, y'all need to see. Did y'all see this?
Shout out Lit Culture. Lit Culture Life, baby. 100% hemp, no tobacco.
Ooh. That was the dopest shit I ever seen in my life, man. Oh, all right, so look, I'm past you the blood. Oh,
that's all
Mike
right.
J, he no, dropped the mic. That's for you. All right, so what up, Yoshi?
What up?
How you doing?
Hey, you're so in the zone.
Did you drop the blunt?
I definitely.
Is she cheating on you?
Oh, bro, that ain't.
That ain't how that goes.
That is how that
goes. Whoever dropped the blunt, somebody cheating on them. You heard that too? Hey, look, I dropped the blunt one day. Somebody said to my husband I was cheating on him. I yelled that real. Who you fucking with? Cause it ain't me. I'm telling you right now, you dropped it. Fuck you mean? It ain't me. I'm not claiming that shit. So what's up, man?
What's up, hood?
So what you doing for A3C?
Well, I'm glad that you asked.
Oh, you know, that's what people do in the interviews. They ask questions.
Well, let's see. I have Thursday. I'm headlining a show with Making It Mag called Final Fantasy.
Okay.
And that's Thursday at iLounge.
Okay, that sounds
yes,
good.
Yes, yes. Then we have Friday.
Friday.
From 5 to 9, do we have Defend the Culture Kickback? Yes, yes.
Y'all don't hear how sophisticated he sounds right now, though.
Yes. Not to mention, it's also with Defend Atlanta. Shout out to Westwood P. Defend Atlanta, Yoshi Crew, Defend the Culture. We're going to have a couple of guest speakers to talk about the culture and why we need to defend the hip-hop culture today. And after that, I just found out that I'm going to be on Stankonia versus Department Store at Department Store later that evening with Playlist Party. Shout out Jay Wise and Playlist Party.
Wait a minute. Okay, look. I am so proud of you right now. But I swear to God, your accent done changed 4 times already.
Oh man, I'm wildin'. You know what I'm saying? Yes, a bit of a spot on time.
A little spot of tea.
Yes, a spot. No, he smoked the tea.
You're talking like you smoke with your pinky off.
Yes, yes.
It's so refined.
Well, you must hold the blunt at a 90-degree angle for maximum intake.
You have to keep your elbow up. Elbows up when you smoke the blunt.
And
like
you gotta do it like this.
So tell me something, Yoshi. If you were a new artist that was trying to get in on A3C, what would you tell them to do to make sure that they are on the radar?
Well, the first thing I would say is get a Sonic Bids account and sign up for or apply through Sonic Bids, because that's kind of one of the ways you go. Another alternative is if you're able to catch one of the contests that's in the city that's actually giving away an actual official A3C slot. And outside of that, the next thing is do your homework, network, you know what I'm saying? Find out what interests you with A3C or the festival. And from that, do you start to contact people ahead of time? You know, if you know that people are consistent curators, then, you know, contact them. Hey, how you doing? My name is such and such. I'm this. Establish a relationship first before, like, going in the DM, sending them links. Like, check my music out. I'm the hottest in the city. You know, hit them up. Hey, how you doing? My name is Yoshi the Cat in the Hat. I'm da-da-da-da. I'm in the city. I do music. I want to check you guys out and whatever, whatever. So that's kind of how, that's, like, the best thing I can say. It's going to have to be organic. A lot of people just think it's just the bread. But it's a lot of people that's really on the culture, so the bread ain't going to get you nowhere. Like, they want the work. You know what I'm saying? You could buy your slot, but to them, it ain't like you paying for people to be in the show. And these people, like, most A3C shows, they pack to the brim. I was just at the opening event. They weren't even really letting nobody in because it was at capacity.
Really?
Yeah.
So let me ask you this, because it almost seems like unless you are a part of the culture, you really don't know about A3C. So for the people who don't know about it, what would you tell them this is?
Well, but for the people that don't know about it and should know about it, I'm gonna tell you to wake the fuck up. I ain't gonna hit you with no like sweet, oh man, let me tell you some juice stuff. You wanna tell you why? Cause you got your phone, you're on Instagram, you're on Twitter, you're on all these other social sites, being a consumer, and you ain't taking the time to research your craft. You ain't taking the time to research to elevate yourself. Therefore, this probably ain't gonna be the place for you, cause you gonna think this place supposed to hand out stuff to you everywhere you go. This ain't no handout stuff to you place. This is a work hard to be on this place. Like this ain't no showcase you could go pay Dub to get on and get the show. Like this ain't one of them. This is a real deal. They got real sponsors, Sprite sponsors, stages, other, like, you know what I'm saying? These ain't no this regular
work.
Company.
This work. Like, folks trying to do some real things.
When they charging more than $100, $200, this ain't no regular.
This a $300 band.
There ain't no regular whoop-dee-woop.
This ain't, you no gotta really bring whoop-dee-woop. Some stuff when you're doing this. So, tell me something. Going towards the future, you know what I'm saying? I mean, of course, everybody wants to be popular. Everybody wants to be that big name. Everybody wants to, you know what I'm saying, have that Beyonce status, that Jigga status, you know, stuff like that. But on just a more real level, what is it that you're trying to accomplish as an artist? You know what I'm saying? Like, we have some people out there who are really doing a lot of great stuff on the back end. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So other than being relevant on the stage, what else is Yosi trying to really accomplish?
I just kind of want to bring back originality in the culture. You know what I'm saying? I really feel like it was missing. And when I was like young, I used to always admire like every different artist had a different type of style, had a different type of flavor. And now it's like, it feels like it's a lot of artists that want to be them, but I watch them change so much to fit into like the masses. So like it shows that it doesn't seem like it's okay now to be yourself. So like to me, I'm not like, you know, if I'm like 100,000 fans and all the people, that's cool. But if I can inspire the next person that's gonna truly like impact the game on some original stuff, then like that's cool, you know. Because a couple years ago, everybody was telling me take the hat off, and I was weird with the hat and all that, and what I'm doing, I'm funny, I'm weirdo, all this other stuff. And now I'm seeing a lot of my style replicated in the places that I've been. You know what I'm saying? I see a lot of even people that I've met, you know what I'm saying, on the bigger side of things, you know what I'm saying, even biting the drip a bit. You know what I'm saying? Y'all do your research. Y'all be sending me the pictures. Y'all know who it is. Y'all know, you know what I'm saying? But even still, at first it wasn't accepted. And now they see it. Now it's accepted. Now everybody trying to adapt it as theirs. That's cool. That's all I really want to do. Like, I just want to bring back original juice. You know what I'm saying?
So look, you know I'm an asshole, right? So, you know the Botanical Garden had
yes.
a whole... You saw? Did you please tell me you did a whole fucking photo shoot there, man? If y'all don't know, the Botanical Garden had like a whole Alice in Wonderland theme set up. And I definitely wanted to go out there and do my own type of like photo shoot. But instead, I did that IKEA photo shoot. Yeah, I did that IKEA photo shoot. But yeah. I'm saying no. Did you go out there and do a photo shoot with this shit? I mean, that would have been hard as fuck.
I didn't. I spent a lot of my time with a different type of flower. So I didn't get a chance to see those flowers, but I seen other flowers and that was terrific.
Okay, so look, next time the botanical garden comes through and they do that whole Alice in Wonderland
thing, I'm probably gonna go.
You gotta like get suited and booted and just walk through and do it would be perfect.
I would go with the teacup and glass and say yes.
You have to have
I'm late.
You have to have to pick you up. So look, before we go, I need you to go ahead, because you know I got the radio show. I need you to go ahead and say my tagline. I need you to shout out everything. Tell everybody where to find you. And tell them what stage to find you on this week as well, so that they can make sure they hit you up, all right?
Okay.
All right, go ahead.
So, this your boy, Yosi the Cat, and I had that can rap. First and foremost, I'm rocking with Hood Unicorn. You know what I'm saying? Check it out on the airwaves. Coming to the airwaves near you. We might have to edit some of this shit because I need the station.
It's 92.3, the real definition of internet radio. All right,
hold on, wait a second. It's your boy Yosi the Cat in the Hat that can rap, and I'm rocking with 92.3, the real definition of radio. You dig what I mean? You know what I'm saying? And you can catch me Thursday, like I said, Making It Mad, I Lounge Headline. You can catch me Friday,
Yeah, we at Hayes Lounge. Then we at Department Store. Shout out. They just brought back Department Store, bro.
I need to get a whole new outfit for that.
Friday, Stank On You versus Department Store. You'll catch your boy there. You know what I'm saying? Performing. Shout out Jay Wise, the playlist. Friday, you'll catch your boy at... Oh, there, that was Friday.
That was Friday.
Saturday, you can catch me at the Discovery Stage with Audio Mac at 10 ATL, which is right down the street. You know what I'm saying? So it's a full list lineup. You know what
I'm
saying?
And then Sunday is Bonfire ATL, bitch.
Might not catch me there, but I'm still supporting the movement. Cause I still got more work to do. Cause even though the festival gonna end, I'm still on festival. This festival season.
Keep it grinding. So look, I need you to go ahead and say that. All I want to do is run my business and do ratchet shit with my friends.
Okay.
That's it. That's it.
Okay. All I want to do is just run my business and do ratchet shit with my ratchet friends. Something like that. Yeah.
Cheerio.
Yes.
All that good shit.
Great time. Such
fish
good.
And chips.
Boy, King Yoshi Man, Snapchat, IG, YoshiCrew.com. You can find me on every major platform just by searching Y and the number zero together. It's gonna come up Y0 dollar sign hashtag exclamation mark because it ain't no explanation for this situation. You dig?
We gotta go because I can't edit all this.
Drip. No, that was.